It is Thursday, February 7th, 2013. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Christina Thomas. Support for KUAF comes from the Rogers Historical Museum, offering real objects, true stories, family fun, and lifelong learning. Current exhibits include Benton County crime stories, Building Rogers, and to cap it all off, an exhibit on hats and hat making. Located in historic downtown Rogers, 621-1154, or rogersarkansas.com/museum.
Ahead on Ozarks, we conclude our two-part series on guns. Jacqueline Brolick examines how people in our region are reacting to the gun discussions in the wake of the school shootings in Connecticut in December.
We also have a preview of tomorrow's business luncheon forecast in Rogers and talk to a member of the cast of Memphis. Bill Perry plays the owner of a radio station in 1950s Memphis as rock and roll and rhythm and blues begin to capture the attention of young listeners.
This congressional delegation is reacting to the news that the U.S. Postal Service will end Saturday mail deliveries. Republican Congressman Rick Crawford says ending Saturday deliveries by the Postal Service is not the best option and would hurt many rural constituents whose lifeline to the outside world is the Postal Service. Meanwhile, Congressman Tim Griffin of the 2nd Congressional District worries small business owners who rely on timely delivery to rural areas could feel the impact, but he says the move is necessary to stop the bleeding.
The government needs to be frank with people. This is what happens when government doesn't adapt, doesn't innovate, and doesn't change. We can't continue to lose. The post office can't continue to lose the money that it loses. Going to have to make some changes.
The U.S. Senate in April voted for a plan that would have continued Saturday service for at least 2 years, and both Arkansas senators had voted for that legislation. The House, however, never voted on the measure. Democratic U.S. Senator Mark Pryor says due to the House's inaction, Postal Service is now facing crippling deficits. He says he agrees the Postal Service needs to cut costs, but adds he would prefer this be done through alternative measures like capping salaries of top executives or eliminating bonuses. Meanwhile, Republican U.S. Senator John Bozeman says while he's disappointed the Postal Service is changing its delivery service, the financial strain of losing nearly $16 billion last year should not come at the expense of the needs of Arkansans. However, he offered no suggested measures at curbing the Postal Service's deficit.
The state is on its way to having a new execution law. The State Judiciary Committee yesterday approved a bill that says how executions in the state must be carried out. The previous law was struck down by the state Supreme Court, which said it gave too much authority to the Department of Corrections. Attorney General Dustin McDaniel says the new bill is the state's best shot at fixing the legislation, but he expects further legal battles no matter what is passed. If the law passes, he says 8 death row inmates will be up for execution.
We have 8 inmates on death row currently whose appeals are exhausted, whose remedies are exhausted. And if we have a constitutionally sound method of execution that the courts won't stop, then yes, I will send a letter to the governor asking that he sign death warrants.
The bill passed unanimously. No one spoke against it.
Members of the Arkansas House listened to Governor Mike Beebe give a few remarks yesterday in support of a $125 million investment in a $1 billion steel mill that's planned for Osceola. The governor says he wasn't going to make a sales pitch or pressure lawmakers about the proposal.
They approach it from different angles, and when they approach it, usually they come down on the side of sound accounting and tax-based principles on what's good and what's worth it, and what's the return on the investment, what's the repayment to our taxpayers, what is good for Arkansas. And so we've used that approach in virtually any of these projects that we pursue.
After Governor Beebe's remarks, economic development officials spoke with House lawmakers about what the state stands to gain or lose by investing in the project. Governor Beebe talked with state senators about the plan on Monday. The $125 million financing package for the mill is subject to legislative approval.
The Upstream Art Project that last year brought art and awareness to a number of storm drains in northwest Arkansas is making a return this year. The project involves artists volunteering their time to paint murals at selected storm drains. The murals are aimed at raising public awareness about the connectedness of storm drains to areas' streams and creeks. Jane Maganot, the Water Quality Program Associate with the U of A Division of Agriculture, says the Water Stream Awareness Project was popular enough last year to warrant its return this year.
Last year we got great response from people on the streets. We took pictures of the art and then took them on public displays and things, events such as Artisphere. and we had people give us their feedback. And we actually think it was a great project that was worth repeating again this year. We actually have permission from the cities to expand the project to do 14 storm drains this year.
Last year, the project saw 8 storm drains in Fayetteville, Springdale, Rogers, and Bentonville, brightened with multicolored murals. Aside from including more locations in the project this year, Maginot says that the murals will further emphasize the project's educational intent.
So we're asking the artist this year to put in the words in their design, drains to creek. If that's not in there, we actually have a stencil that'll go next to the art just to help relay that educational message. And then we also have those QR codes, those little square codes, black and white pictures that we have a laminate that goes with the art that will take that back to our website to help promote that educational message.
Maginot says that anyone interested in participating in the project can contact her by phone at the U of A Cooperative Extension Service in Fayetteville.
The National Child Protection Training Center at Northwest Arkansas Community College yesterday received some support from area organizations. During a ceremony at the Bentonville Public Library, the center received $44,500 from 4 Benton County Rotary Clubs. The contributions go toward the center's $3 million campaign for renovation, furnishing, and transformation of the former Highlands Oncology Building into a facility for the Melba Shoemaker Southern Region National Child Protection Training Center. When complete, the renovated space will feature dedicated lab facilities for the center, including a 2-story mock home, mock courtrooms, child forensic interview rooms, a practice medical exam room, and flexible use spaces to train child abuse professionals. So far, the fundraising campaign has reached 85% of its $3 million goal. Officials hope to start the renovation later this year.
Forecast tonight calls for a 40% chance for showers before midnight and low around 31 in northwest Arkansas. A 50% chance for showers before midnight and low around 40 in the Arkansas River Valley. Tomorrow, sunny with highs in the mid to upper 50s. Tomorrow night, mostly clear with lows in the lower 30s.